Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my show, The Sherry Show Show. Today we have a great interview with Linwood Bailey of Fields of Success Coaching. She'll be telling us how to become the chess player and not the pawn. So glad you tuned in. Let's get the show started.
Everybody, welcome to the Sherry Schoen Show. I am Sherry Schoen, the shot to your ambition. So glad you're listening in for today's show. Chess player versus pawn, getting the career that you want. I hope this show will change your life about how you think of your career from now on. Even though today is not a reading show, today is definitely some good advice for you. I apologize for my dogs barking in the background. Anyway, let's get started. Today is November the 3rd, 2013. I hope everyone had a happy and safe holiday. We had a great time here in Colorado. We had a lovely meetup with Denver Tarot Meetup. Just so many great, wonderful, positive, inspiring things happening. This show is very important to me because a friend of mine has been unemployed for a while now, and I found that it's important when you have people in your life that are going through things for you to be able to reach out and help them in any way you can. And so that's why this show is so important to me. Let me get you some statistics. From the Bureau of Labor, Colorado is 7% in unemployment across the nation. So that's 7.2%, or 133,000 Coloradans are searching for a job, which is kind of remarkable, right? About 12.5 million people are unemployed now. 36% of those unemployed have been unemployed for longer than 27 weeks. The Meridian length for unemployment is 36.9 weeks. So that's almost 37 weeks that these people are out without jobs. But that's down 2.7% from last year for these same statistics, which is important. But now I want you to focus a little bit more on something a little bit more positive about those numbers and what they're really saying. This means that 93% of Americans are employed, or 64% of those looking for a job are getting one within 26 weeks. That means 2.7 million Americans, people just like you that are looking for jobs, are getting jobs in under 5 weeks. More than half of Americans find work in 14 weeks. I believe your job is out there for the taking. I believe you are worthy of great and satisfying employment. Do you? You know, I've been happily employed for the past 28 years. In that time, I've worked for six organizations. Yes, six. In that time, I've been laid off, promoted, demoted, laterally positioned. I've received higher raises. Even now, I'm making, I'll say, XX per year, which is over 26% more of what I made last year. And a lot of that I associate or can attribute to using the methods that you're going to learn here today from Linwood Bailey from Fields of Success Coaching. I'm happier, more content, even better, more optimistic of what my next adventure will bring. I know that only the best will keep happening for me. What keeps me going, positive statements, spirit of gratitude, and honesty in inventorying my skills and abilities and desires. Yes, desires. I desire and go after what I want with the mindset that I already have it. How do I do this? Through positive affirmations. Have you ever tried that? I want you to give it a try. When you're finished listening to this podcast, I welcome you to Find a comfortable spot, and with a relaxed but concentrated state of mind, say one of the following statements when it comes to your job search. I deserve my ideal job, and today I'll find it. Right this moment, my resume is being seen by the people that need to see it. My resume gets me interviews, and I show up to seal the deal. Right now, the job I'm looking for is looking for me. And then offer thankfulness to your higher power for blessing you with this new job. So without further ado, I see our guest is the line, and I also see people that also want to talk to our guest. So Linwood will be taking questions after we bring him on and after he's had an opportunity to introduce the topic. So I encourage you to please hold on. That way you can get your question answered. If you have a question, please call in 347-945-7533, and we will get you in the queue. Hopefully you've downloaded the handouts from this episode and are ready to take mental and physical notes. Let's get started. Get ready to start your life again and your career again. I'm so positive and so happy that you tuned in. Without further ado, I introduce you to Linwood Bailey of Fields of Success Coaching, my personal career mentor who helped me reframe my ideas on success and being a chess player and not a pawn. Welcome to the show, Linwood Bailey.
Well, Sherry, thank you very much for this opportunity, and hello
Absolutely.
To all the listeners. And
Absolutely.
I hope today that I will provide some information, some idea, some kernel that will get you moving forward in your career. Sherry, picking up on what you had said, you talked about having desires and having affirmations. That's so important that you start from the point of having that attitude or that positive approach to your career and where you're going, because that's all about being what I call the player in the chess game. Mm. When we go through our career, most people, I mean, let's face it, there are events, there are circumstances that happen around us every day. We are very, very busy. We have a lot of demands on our time. And sometimes taking the actions that we need to move forward in our lives and our careers really fall by the wayside, not so much because we don't want to do them. It's because we don't put the focus on them. But as far as your career is concerned, it's like a game of chess. You can take two approaches to it. You can say, I'll let events and I will let the circumstances and other people guide my career to where it wants to be, where I want it to be. And that's like being a pawn on the chessboard. You're playing according to the whims or the desires of the players. Or you can become the player. You can take those affirmations that Sherry mentioned earlier, and you can turn those affirmations into actions. You can become that player where you plot the moves in your career towards getting what you want. Because I'm going to tell you, I want you to think a little differently about your career today, because it may be in your subconscious and not in your conscious. But I want you to think today about where you're living, where you want to live, the car you're driving, the car you want to drive, what you want, what you're giving to your children, and what you like to give to your children, and the financial security you like to have versus where you are today. And when you think about it from that standpoint, there's only one way to get that. The most important way is through your career. It's through the job that you hold, the promotions you get, and the compensation you receive. Now, if anybody's on this line right now that picked up the morning's paper or yesterday's paper and won the lottery, I'm boring you to tears, and I'm sorry. So please bear with me as I speak to the people who haven't won the lottery or who didn't pick up the paper this morning. But your career is a way. And it starts out really, as Sherry talked about, having a starting out with the affirmations, I call that starting out with creating a vision. Visions are very, very powerful because they give you they actually crystallize what you want. I'm going to give you an example. A person that I coached who was had really had some tough times in her life. She was married when she was 19 years old, married an abusive spouse, and who told her when she had enough of the abuse, she says, "I'm getting a divorce." And his response to her was, "Get your divorce, but you'll never amount to anything because you've always been dependent upon me. Mm-hmm. And when you get out of here and you go through your little thing, you're going to come back and be so glad to be back into the financial security that I provide to you." Well, she took it upon herself to say, "No, I'm not going to do that." And she went, she got a job and went to school part-time and got her degree in computer science and then went on to get her master's degree in computer science. She got a job at the company where I worked, and our paths crossed because I had a major initiative, and she applied for the position, and I hired her. But when I hired her, I actually coached her. She asked me, because she knew I was getting towards the end of my career and I was going to retire. She said, "I know you're going to become a coach, Linwood. Mm-hmm. Would you spend some time with me?" And she hired me as her coach. And what she did was we started out with that vision. And I asked her, I said, "Becky, if you took everything that you wanted to get out of your career, tell me what would be something that would symbolize that." And she looked at me and said, "Linwood, I want to own a Mercedes."
Hmm.
Okay? So I said, "Okay, Becky, you want to own a Mercedes." So what she did was went to the local Mercedes dealer with her son. He took pictures of her sitting behind the steering wheel as if she owned the car. She brought that picture back and posted it in her cubicle on her wall. And we said, "Okay," and we would have our sessions. I said, "Okay, Becky, how close are we to getting behind the steering wheel?" Mm-hmm. And we went through that, and she plotted out her plan. She went from being a pawn to a player.
Yes.
And I can tell you today, when Sherry came to work for me, she was making $57,000 a year.
Mm.
Sherry now makes $150,000 a year and is very, very content. And by the way, she drives a Mercedes.
She's never going back. She's driving that Mercedes.
And she's driving that Mercedes. And I will send her a note every now and then and says, "Now that you got a Mercedes and you're looking real good," I said, "two things I want you to watch out for. Number one, don't speed, because you don't want to be taking all this great money you have and spend it on speeding
tickets." Exactly.
And number two, there are a lot of men out there who are going to be attracted to you now because you're doing very well.
Oh, yes.
So make sure
you
put your screen up.
Put your screen up on that one. Exactly, exactly. Now, I know I feel your passion for coaching. I feel your passion for getting everyone into their own, teaching them how to become a real player and not a pawn. So that really is inspirational to me to be able to hear that kind of story. And why are other reasons that you're so passionate about helping others?
Well, first of all, it's in my DNA. I spent 34 years in the corporate world, the first half in finance and the second half in information technology. I have always loved the part of my positions when I worked, coached, mentored, and helped people develop. So I said that when I retired and I wanted to do my next life, I wanted to go from doing something that was 90% things and 10% and 90% things to 90% people.
Yeah.
So I selected coaching because now I spend my time dealing in my DNA and helping other people. And it has been It's been a very rewarding experience for me because I am doing what I enjoy doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just feel it. I just feel it. And I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my show is because when I reached out to you after hearing from you and reading your book, The Business of Me, you just genuinely walked me and coached me through interviews, follow-ups, everything. And I just couldn't even tell you how much that meant to me when I was at that time where I was positive, but I still needed a hand up. I still needed that next level, and you were there for me. So I am very appreciative for that.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
So I want to take the first caller on to see what career question they might have, and then let's get back into some more actual steps. Does that sound good?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you for joining the show. Who is this, and what is your question for Linwood about career?
Hi, this is Annette. How are you, Linwood?
Oh, I'm fine, Annette. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I want to thank you for your show today. It's exactly what I needed to hear.
Good.
I have been actually employed for actually going on 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, in the beginning, it was very stressful, extremely stressful. And I did a lot of, sending out resumes and, just doing what I needed to do. And this downtime has really opened me up to really stepping into deserving of something really great, not just a job, but for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So this down period, I don't even see it as a down period. It was more of a place where I could grow and really think about who I am and what it is that I wanted to do. Once I kind of let go of the fear, let go and let God, that's when doors started opening up for me. And I accepted, there were actually a couple of full-time jobs that were coming forward. But I decided to step in something part-time. And the reason for this, because I was going with my gut, with what my gut was telling me that I needed to do at the time, was to slowly get myself back into the flow of working again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, doing this downtime, I had a lot of healing that I had to do within my own life.
Mm-hmm.
So stepping back into something part-time and just, relax and just move back into the flow of abundance. And I'm happy for doing that because I wanted something full-time. I kept praying I wanted something full-time. But Spirit was just telling me, let's take this slow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to move you into something full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready, you'll enter into it. So right now, I'm starting a part-time job actually tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yes, yes. So my question is, I'm really happy about it. I'm very happy about it. Still, there's some anxiety because it's been a while since I've been in that flow of abundance, of the doors are now starting to open. How do I just relax into this and just let Spirit do its work?
Okay, that's a great question. And a great challenge. Now, first of all, Annette, I want to commend you for following your gut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the great thing about your gut is raw. It doesn't massage anything. It tells you what you really should be feeling.
Yes.
We can think our way and rationalize our way through the worst situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the mind has a tendency to absorb, to massage things and take the dull edge off. Your gut comes right at you. And I'm going to tell you, your gut is most of the time, most overwhelmingly right.
Yeah.
The mind just defers the pain you're going to get.
Yes.
So, when we talk about anxiety, many times anxiety is a product of not having some degree of certainty. We get, we don't know really what's going to happen, and that's what brings about a lot of times anxiety.
Yeah.
So you have a part-time job you're starting tomorrow, which is great.
Yes.
But let's, one way I think, what I would recommend you do is not view your view jobs. Let's look at how you view a career instead of jobs.
Mm.
Okay? So what I would recommend you do is to go out, first of all, and get someone to work with you who is in a field that you're in. What field are you in, Annette?
Actually, I'm in the executive administrative.
Okay. So if you're in the executive administration, and what would you like to do?
Oh, boy. Mm. See, and that's, oh, boy, there's so much. There's just so much that I can do. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but,
Okay, that's fine.
There's just so much. I can't.
That's fine.
I can't pinpoint it.
What I would suggest you do, first of all, is to sit down, and I want you to take your finest moments in life.
Mm-hmm.
Take five to take seven things that you have done in your career where you got a lot of enjoyment out of. It was like those days when you know how you've done something and you feel like, and you get in your car and you turn up the music real loud because you feel so great and this song has really got you going. The kind of feeling you get that you feel so great that you run a stop sign. Okay. Write down those I could have gone through a stop sign moments in your life.
Yes.
And look at those things and look at it, because there's going to be a pattern in there of something about you. Either you came out as a person who can tackle and get things organized.
Mm.
You may be a person who comes up with great ideas to get things done.
That's me. You may be a person
that can get people who are disparate and at each other's throats to get in a common direction. There's something about you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would ask you to go out to people you have worked with, old supervisors and peers, and ask them, if you were in a situation and you needed some help or needed somebody to come in and do something, when would you pick up the phone and say, Annette, can you come to work with me or come to work for me because you can take care of this?
Mm.
Ask them that question. Yeah. Because that will tell you a lot about yourself. And, you know, people are not going to, your supervisors are not, or all peers are not going to call you and say, hey, Annette, guess what? This is what I thought about you. But if you ask them, they will tell you.
That's true.
Mm.
And you jot those things down. Now, once you've got all those things down, I suggest that you go out and write the description of your dream job.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, you can get a lot of assistance. You can go through the career sites, because a lot of times people go to career builders and monster.com, and they go to newspapers, they go to other places looking for a job. What you're going to do this time is you're going to go through and find out what are the positions that are out there and what's required to get there.
Okay.
And then look at that in terms of not only the job in terms of the responsibility and experience, but also look at the job in terms of what it does for you in life.
Okay.
Is this my dream job? We should work. We should live to work, not work to live.
Mm-hmm.
And write in that, this is the kind of job, and this is the things I want about it, and write that job description.
Okay.
And I want you to do is take that job description and compare it to what you have today, and you say, this is the training, the education, experience that I need to get there. And then you plot the job, the assignments that you get to get to your career, your dream job.
Okay.
You become a chess player.
I like that. I will do that.
You will do. I hope you do, Annette. And great, Annette. You can get my email address and phone number by visiting the site that Sherry will share with you later today, which is Fields of Success. .com, coaching.com,
mm-hmm.
Phyllis.
Yes.
You connect with me and let me know how you're doing.
I sure will.
Because
sure will.
You, now that I got your name, I'm going to be thinking about Annette as I take my afternoon walk this evening.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And if I don't hear from you, I'm going to keep warning. I might even call Sherry and say, have you heard from Nellie? How's she doing?
That's good. That's how you build a network.
Trust me, you'll be hearing from me because I'm going to be asking you some questions.
Oh, sure, sure. Come on. I'll be glad to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good
luck, and I just know you're going to do it.
I am going to do it. This is a new beginning for me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, you do it now, and I don't say
I
that, you know, our lives are always tomorrows, but
absolutely.
We don't want our lives to always be tomorrows. We want some of those todays to be what we said tomorrow was going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, after 3 years, the door is opening, and there's so many blessings that I'm receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it could only get better.
Good.
It can only be
better.
More.
Good.
Yes, absolutely. There's going to be more.
Great attitude.
I just have to say how big.
How big?
Yes.
Yes.
That's all you got to say?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much, Annette, for calling in.
Sure.
Thank you both. Many blessings.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
So, Linwood, that was wonderful. So some of the first steps that you talked us through, can you talk us through again on how individuals can get into their path of finding their career? I know that you went through it with Annette, but could you walk through those steps one more time with us?
Sure. The first thing I ask people is to know yourself. So, there's assessments that you have. You can do DISC, you can do Myers-Briggs, all those things, StrengthsFinder.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great professional things, and you can do the DISC or the Myers-Briggs. You can either go to your HR representative to do it. There are versions of those same tests, which are called personality types, that are out on the Internet that you can get for virtually free of a very minimal cost.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very, very valuable feedback you get back from people who know you and who have worked with you.
Mm.
So that was the thing where I said, go out and ask people, talking about knowing yourself, ask people you've worked with or who know you very, very well, and ask them. You know, you don't want to say, well, what do you think about me? Frame it in a question like, if you had a situation you were in, When would you actually say, Annette or Sherry or Linwood, can you come to work with me? Or my company is going through a lot of mess, or organization is going through a lot of stuff. They could really use you. Ask them in what situations like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what actually led me to coaching as a personal experience. When I was thinking about going into coaching, I called my sister.
Oh, okay.
And I told her about, you know, I'm thinking about this thing coaching. And she let out a hallelujah on the other end of the line. And I said, Sandra, what's the hallelujah all about? She said, all of our lives, I've known you, she's 3 years older than me, since you were a little boy, since you were a baby, you came in this world. You have always been a person who took interest in other people, who always people would rely on, and you always gave that guidance to them. And for the life of me, I've always asked, why is my brother, he's been successful in finance and information systems and technology, why isn't he in something more related to people? So I said, you lucky that you finally found out what you're naturally going to do. She said, so you've been masquerading for 30-some years, and now you're going to be the real you.
Wow.
Now, and once you do that, you know who you are. The next step is to go out and do a research of the marketplace. Go out to these job sites and career sites and find out what the jobs in your area are asking for. And ask somebody who's been successful in your field. How did they get there?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've done that, sit down and say, I'm going to write the description of the job that's going to make me whole. The one that I want, that fulfills who I am, and I can actually get in there and get a lot of enjoyment out of and be who I want to be and be successful.
Hmm.
And then what you do is you develop yourself to that job. Now, one of the things I recommend people is to write what I call a pro forma resume. That's proforma.
Oh.
I ask people to write the resume that they want to have, not the one to have today.
Right.
one of these days I'm going to go out and I'm going to be ready for my dream job, and this is the resume I want to have. And take that resume, write it in the future, take it with you, and every day look at it, every year when you, or every 6 months a year, take it with you and say, now I'm going to do X, Y, Z this next 6 months and next year, because I need to fill in this section of this part of my resume. And you develop yourself. That's your dream. That's your dream resume.
Yes, yes. Now, does this connect yourself to that visualization you were talking about? Or,
that's right.
Okay.
That goes all the way around. And when you go back to the visualization always starts in the beginning. And what does this all mean to me? So start in the beginning with that vision of what your career. Like I said, you work to live, not live to work. So make it mean something. It may mean that you take a picture of that car you want to drive, or you go by and you get a camera and you go by that house you want to own,
mm-hmm,
or you go
mm-hmm.
back and you can go out and say, okay, I want my children to all graduate from college. So you go
mm-hmm.
out and you pick some colleges with some letterheads, and you go out and you actually print degrees, bachelor's degrees that says, this is what I want all my children to have.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm telling you, and that, you know, it absolutely works. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And also with your children, you can also be great, and you can go to your children who seem like they're not doing too well in school, and you go back to them and say, look, this is why I'm working. I want you to bring one of these to me.
I need you to bring one of these.
And in fact, you tell them, I want you to carry this around with you. So when you remember, I'm going to give you an example. I have a real close friend, and when his son graduated from high school, he was a pretty good student. And he wanted to go to the University of Chicago, a very expensive school. So Paul said to his son, he says, your mom and I are going to put out a lot of money and make a lot of sacrifices so you can go to the University of Chicago. So let me tell you what it means. So his son was named Paul Jr. He took Paul Jr., to a Datsun dealer, or a Nissan dealer at the time, it was Datsun. And he
mm-hmm.
showed him at that time, which was a very expensive Datsun or Nissan sports car. And he said to him, during the year, when you feel like there's a challenge and you don't want to study, or the guys want to go out and have a great time, or you want to party, you take this. I'm giving you a picture of this car. Because this is what your mom and I are putting out every year for you to go to school. So take this car with you, and every time you think about this, think about that car, and think about that car mangled up against a telephone post and ruined.
Right.
Said,
oh,
that's
goodness.
What you
okay,
that's what it takes for you to go to school. And his son, of course, graduated with honors and went on to law school and is doing very, very well in his career.
Oh, my goodness. So I have, like I mentioned, I have a friend who's been unemployed now for over a year, and really the threat or the really getting worried about homelessness, about having to take any job, of what kind of encouragement, how do you keep people to continue to have positive affirmations or to continue to be positive in that type of a situation? What would you offer to them?
First of all, I think many times people, when they're job searching, in fact, I know overwhelmingly most of the time, because I have people come to me who are searching for employment or searching for jobs, you have to put yourself in the situation of being, or recognizing that you are a product. Everybody has capabilities, strengths. Everybody can do something. The question is when you go out saying, I'm looking for a job, you're not focusing in on what you can do. Work is always a problem to be solved. People hire you mm-hmm. to solve a problem. So the first thing I would ask him or her to do is to sit down and say, what problems can I solve? And how you do that, you go back and say, what have you accomplished in the other jobs that you had? It tells you something about yourself.
Okay.
And then you say, okay, these are the types of situations that really I thrive in. Then the next step is to say, who would know about those situations? Well, the people that know about those situations are, first of all, the people having the problem. Sometimes it's hard to figure those people out. People who may be connected to it, so you may go to an organization or somewhere and say, what's going on in your company in this area? The third thing are the people who serve it. They're suppliers, consultants, salespeople who sell solutions to companies or solutions to their problems and find out what's going on at that company. For instance, I'm going to give you an example of a woman that I helped. Audrey had been out away from the workforce for a number of years. She stopped working to be at home, to be a stay-at-home mom, so that her kids would have that kind of home environment, so they would come home and at least be one adult when they came home in the evening and somebody to go to the school events and do things like that. And she also, during that period of time, beat a case of breast cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I tell you how I met Audrey. I met Audrey because she has a dog and I have a dog. And we were walking. Mm-hmm. And one day she said, Linwood, I'd like to go back to work. And I know you're in this business. Can you help me? I said, well, come on over. Let's see what we can do. So she came over and Audrey says, I said, Audrey, what are you selling? And she looked at me kind of strange. She said, what do you mean by that then? I said, what are you selling? I said, why would anybody want to hire you? And she said, well, I have a degree in engineering and I have an MBA. I said, okay. I said, people don't hire you because of your credentials. I said, what do you do? And so we went through her accomplishments. And we came out and said, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
We came out with, you know, I accelerate products, get them into the marketplace. I understand engineering. I understand marketing. But what I do is I actually develop and execute plans that gets products from being just products to being something that we sell in the marketplace. When she changed her resume and her approach to that and started looking, she actually landed a job within 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Just by changing those things and making
just
them more.
You're right. Instead of saying I am an engineer with an MBA, it says I'm a person that gets products to the marketplace. So she went to companies that really were into developing durable goods or products and getting them into the marketplace. That had, you know, they had product development areas, they had engineering, they had marketing, and she proved to them that she could cut across the silos. Another lady that I knew that I worked with, I didn't coach her directly, but she said something with me. Betsy was in what they call training. So when her position was eliminated at the company, she went out and she was getting frustrated because everybody's saying, well, you know, we don't have any openings in training.
Right.
She went to Fisher Scientific and she took a different approach. She said, what do you do? She said, I actually create the environment. She said, I actually create the environment that gets people to look at what they need to do after the product is introduced, from designing the product to actually selling the product.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Fisher International. She was networking, and she got connected to Fisher International. The hiring person had said, you know, one of our problems is that we have great engineers here. They're great at designing stuff, but they're not too great once they design it.
He
hired her as a change management manager. Sherry and listeners, listen to this. They didn't even have a job called that. And he said to her, he said, look, can you do me a favor? She says, what? He said, I don't have a job like that, but I will make one like that. He said, I got to get to my HR representatives and people. We have to get it together, put a name on it, decide on how much we're going to pay. And he said, please, if you get an offer somewhere else, please call me because we got to figure out a way for you. I don't want you to take it. I know you got it out here, but I want you to come to work for us. And he said, my HR people move slow, but I'm going to tell them I need you because this is something I need to get done. And she went to work, and they actually designed the job for her.
And that's part of the problem that is to solve. That's what that mentality is.
Don't think of remembering, you get job titles because companies have to have job titles to say, this is how much we're going to pay you. This is the progression. They need all that. But underneath all that, your job title doesn't express, always express what you do. It's what you do is what people are looking for. I will tell you, as I told you, Sherry, when you were looking, we had this discussion and you were concerned about salary, and I
mm-hmm.
told them I have never met a company where a person who was running a function and did not meet his or her objectives for the year because they were looking at shaving down $3,000 to $5,000 or $6,000 and trying to go along with the salary scale to get there, and the HR representative stood up and says, Linwood is not Linwood's fault that he didn't achieve his objectives. We really made him follow this, and I'm going to give up my bonus so Linwood can get his.
Right. That never happens. It never happens. Exactly. And it's just amazing to me that changing, reframing your mindset of even how it even makes you feel more worthy just looking at everything that you've done when you've done that research and that review where you kind of go, oh, my way to solve problems is this. This is what I excel at. It just helps you, and it's totally different than doing just another resume.
Right. We all have something. The question is, the challenge is making sure that what we have is connected to people who want it. It's not the fact that you don't have a marketable skill. It's the fact that you may be talking to the wrong people for what you need, what you have to offer.
Mm. And I think that that's another thing that's an interesting approach to your system is going out and you actually being the person that's going out and showing your skills and talents and abilities through networking versus applying to every online advertisement you might see.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I put this suggestion out to all the listeners. Today or tomorrow or tonight, I want you to ask the question of yourself, or you can get a spouse or a friend or a significant other to ask you this question. Why would anybody want to hire me? And if that's followed by silence on your part, then it's time to reframe your thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is just, I mean, it's just so simple, and it makes perfect sense, but it's just incredible that no one's put it the way you're putting it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, you have a special that you are doing for our listeners. Am I right?
Yes, I do. All the things that I've talked about, understanding who you are, developing a product called you, selling it, which is really going out and marketing, creating awareness of it, selling it and delivering it, all of that is covered in my book, The Business of Me, Your Job, Your Career, Your Value. Now, mm-hmm. I have this book available, and I download it. You can download it in a PDF. At a 25% discount, it normally goes for $5.95. You can get the book for $4.45. And I also will throw in a free download of a copy of Chess Player versus Pawn. And that's 5 steps that you can take starting tomorrow or tonight or after the day's football game or after dinner. You can start right now on your path to getting
the
career you want.
Yeah, you can start right now, exactly.
And
yes.
That comes free with the book. So if you purchase the book, and it's very easy, you can go. I think, Sherry, you had the website on the information.
I do. Right on the episode guide, you all, if you click on to the link for that, if you go into fieldsofsuccesscoaching.com/e-book, then you'll be able to get that special offer. And be sure and let him know that you clicked onto that link by listening to this show. That's just a really good way for him to understand that this really does help and this really does work. I really do appreciate you coming on and discussing. And I just want to see, is there a way that we could wrap up what are some things that you say, you know, if you don't remember anything else from our interview, I want you all to remember this.
Okay. I want you to remember this one sentence. Your career is your most important economic asset. Your career is your most important economic asset.
Mm.
Remember that. So,
and that's an important, that's a new thought too.
That's a new,
because you never
thought.
Think of your, yeah, you never think of your economic asset as being your career.
Right.
You think of it as, oh, well, it's my certifications or my titles or my history or, but it really is that overall career. It's what gets you everything that you want or need.
Right, and companies have been doing, and if you want to, if you think concept is something new, no, it's not anything new. That's why companies exist. That's why companies have a management process call that includes developing their products, marketing them, branding them, selling them, delivering them, and keeping them up to date. Companies have been doing that for ages. That's how they create value. And guess what The Business of Me, my book, does? It takes
mm-hmm.
that same process and applies it to how you can use it to manage your most important economic asset, your career.
Your career. Wonderful. Wonderful. I really appreciate you being on the show. Are there
yes.
any other thoughts that you want to...
No. Just one other thing. Stay tuned, because starting
yeah.
in the first quarter of next year, I will start offering some online seminars that will be designed to do to get you that next job, to get you promoted, to get that pay raise or that increase in compensation you want, and to help you stay employed.
Mm-hmm.
I will start,
mm-hmm.
though, so look for me on, I will make announcements through the Sherry Schoen Show, but look for me
yes.
on Facebook, Twitter,
yes.
and LinkedIn.
That is
and you
amazing.
Can also, and so I will be out there, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And please, when you go to my website, Fields of Success, there's a point on there where you can contact me, and if you want to have some discussions with me, please contact me. We'll arrange a time, and we'll talk.
Yes. I just really appreciate you being on the show. You all, this has been an amazing opportunity to be able to discuss with you. I just appreciate you taking the time to do this, and I hope you come back right after you finish that next marketing event and discuss that as well and offer
okay.
more advice to my listeners.
Oh, I'll be glad to. And you guys have a great week and a great career, and go get them.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. That was Linwood Bailey of FieldsOfSuccessCoaching.com. Please go in and get his book. I will be giving away one book to the first person that emails me at Sherry@SherryShone.com. That's Sherry@SherryShone, SherryShone.com. And for my listeners, if you email me, then the first person that I get an email from, I will mail you a copy of his book, and that will get you on your way. So I did want to end with this final bit of a shiny shot that I know you all hopefully have been listening for. As we were talking to Linwood, one of the things that he mentioned was creating your own opportunity, really working through that part of researching what you were doing, researching those opportunities that you've had, those moments where you wanted to drive through the stoplight because you just are so on fire. I'm going to tell you the story of Todd Rosenberg. Now, Todd Rosenberg, he was laid off during the dot-com bust of Silicon Valley back in, I believe it was early 2001. Todd was one of those internet web developers that his business was really just making websites for people. And after a year of still waiting for someone to be the change, of waiting for someone to give him another job, of putting in resume after resume and getting nothing but no's back, he started doing little web cartoons of his life and how it was being unemployed. Just funny little bits about, you know, how his life was dating and how hard it was to really be this unemployed Todd. And he called his name Odd Todd. Well, this actually led to more cartoons that he would host on his website, Odd Todd. then he got an idea of, you know, I've been making Odd Todd for a little while. I wonder if I put a little tip cup icon, would people actually pay me to write more cartoons? And he was astounded when people actually started doing that. They felt that need. It filled that hole. Like Linwood was saying, it filled a hole. And he found out, hey, I can continue to make money helping people who are laid off during those times of unemployment by helping them laugh. So he started making more cartoons. That actually led to a book. That led to more websites when other people said, I want you to make more funny cartoons for me. And before you knew it, he had created his own business, not even just a job. So shiny shout out to Odd Todd. Make your own opportunities, you all. I am so glad you joined in. Be sure and check out Odd Todd at www.oddtodd.com. Be sure and check out fieldsofsuccesscoaching.com and talk with Linwood. I know he'd love to be able to coach you through your next opportunity. What I need from you all is if you could give me a review on iTunes, friend my page, which is Sherry Schoen Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter or email me at sherry@sherryschoen.com. You all have a lovely rest of your week. I'm so glad you tuned in to my show. Schoen You Right. Till next time.